doing the expected is not going to show you the extraordinary. Watching these lives change because we've worked with brave parents who are willing to hold up that mirror and truly look at themselves and see like, okay, what do I need to do to show up differently? What do I need to kind of work on? What am I not seeing? Want to truly be the best parent you can be and help your child thrive after their autism diagnosis? This podcast is for all in parents like you who know more is possible for your child.
With each episode, we reveal a secret that empowers you to be the parent your child needs now, saving you time, energy, and money, and helping you focus on what truly matters most, your child.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Len.
Welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets. Hello and welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets. This is Cass.
And this is Len.
And we are so excited to be having this conversation with you today. This can truly change everything.
The opportunity in front of every single parent, no matter where you're starting, there's a gigantic opportunity for you.
And this is where we kind of got stuck. After our son's diagnosis, we kind of focused on, okay, what were the therapies? What were the interventions? What could we do to support him? And we totally disregarded what our part of this equation was.
The reality was, as much as we looked at our son, Rye, and we saw that he was not okay as he was, that's what we were thinking at the time. He was stuck with repetitive behaviors, a lot of physical digestive issues and the like, but he was stuck and we were focused on helping him. But we didn't realize that we, as his guides, as his parents, we were also stuck.
And we were stuck with the, oh my God, what's the future going to be like? Oh my God, judging the fuck out of every single behavior that we saw. And it was, you know, not only behaviors, but also watching your child regress and watching your child lose their words. Like, so many emotions can come up, so many judgments can come up, so much stuff that you didn't even know that was part of you gets unearthed. You unearth everything. And all of these emotions come up and things that you don't even realize you're doing comes up. It's really important as the parent to really hold up that mirror and take a true look at yourself and everything that you're feeling and kind of peel back those layers.
Yeah, and it's the last thing I know I wanted to do. And no parent takes time out right after a diagnosis to do that type of self-reflection. But that really is the most powerful move you can make. And nobody taught us that. And we've learned over the course of more than 10 years on this journey how incredibly important that jump was and would have been so much more helpful if we could have learned things and did things differently earlier on.
I recently heard a stat this week that said that 50% of people can't truly look at themselves in the mirror. And if you think about this as, you know, and that's just everyday, not families who have had challenges that pop up like an autism diagnosis or a different kind of diagnosis. But if you think about it from that lens, the ability to kind of really look at yourself and look into what is my role in this situation, the diagnosis is not just about your child. This is an opportunity for you to show up as the parent that they truly need because you are the greatest intervention for your child. And if you really want to show up your best self, you truly need to show up your authentic self. And that's really where you get to, you know, break open and discover who you really are.
So there's a lot of things that go into that. And this podcast reveals so many of those insights, lessons learned. But for you right now, the opportunity to be this very different version of yourself for your child and for yourself, it all starts with awareness. Because I know early on in our journey, I thought I was rocking. I thought I had it all figured out. I didn't have any clue of the different ways that I was holding myself back, that I was actually inadvertently making it harder for my son, for you, Cass. there's just an unconsciousness. And with some curiosity and with the right support, you can gain awareness into where do you have blind spots, things that you're not even aware of that you can't see that truly are in the way.
And what you just said right there, let's just pause and think about that for a second. You can't see your own blind spots.
That awareness of just, what do you do well? What are you not doing well? What are you not doing to what you know your capability is? So having that awareness is the first step. Being able to see blind spots, because by definition, you can't see them. And then even after you become aware of all this, doing something about it is really hard because we all have our habits, our ways of managing and operating and conveniently not confronting things that aren't necessarily pleasant. So there's this whole area of why we all as parents just kind of stay in autopilot. And that may feel comfortable, but what Cass and I have learned is that that will not serve your child.
Well, and also a lot of times after your child gets a diagnosis, you might turn to family, you might turn to friends and people who are just going to be like, oh, that's okay. Or, hey, we can, you know, like just kind of put you back into, you know, comforting you versus kind of empowering you. Do you want to be coddled or do you actually want to be supported so you make those best decisions for your child? Because that can change everything. Like the coddling, great. Now it's time to put on your big boy pants or big girl pants and like do something about it, right? Because that is where, you know, that can only hold you for so long. And that doesn't help move you forward. If you truly want to support your child so they can be their best version of themselves, whatever that looks like, then you're going to have to take action, even maybe when you don't want to, when you're already dealing with so much that's kind of on your plate, because it can feel overwhelming.
Yeah, and as you can hear, Cass and I have different personalities and ways of operating. Especially after the diagnosis, I was very excited for people to feel sorry for me and to like offer sympathy and offer some support. But really, it's the last thing you need, because what is helpful are for people around you to inspire you, to encourage, to help you step into your true power. But often, friends, family, and all very well-intentioned people, everyone around me was well-intentioned. But ultimately, what they were doing was empowering me in my weakness, as opposed to helping, as Cass mentioned, kind of wake up, inspiring me to rise up, to do things that maybe cut against what was expected, to have courageous conversations, to question more than I would, you know, by my nature have questioned. So there's this whole opportunity to check in. How are you operating? And is there some aspect that's going to prevent you from truly getting what you want, which is to find answers for your child?
And like, so like Len said, like we have different personalities. Like I was on such a mission to find like the best doctors or the best therapists.
You were, and I was on a mission too. I mean, we had similar energy. It's just that within me, there was a feeling of victimhood. I looked at most everything through the lens of what about me? Like, how is this impacting me? And even though, of course, I cared about my son, I was worried about him as well. I was in my own brain more selfishly thinking about myself. And so when someone offers sympathy or, you know, again, it was all well-intentioned. And hey, anybody who cares for someone and has a way of expressing it, I welcomed it all. What I can see now that I wish I could have seen before is that a lot of people who are there to help you and your child are not encouraging you to find your inner voice to do what's right. A lot of the support that surrounded us were people telling us what to do, what's expected.
And it keeps you stuck. It ultimately keeps you stuck, because if they're also meeting you and like, oh, you know, it's okay, it's going to be okay, that doesn't empower you to take action. That just kind of keeps you like, oh, I'm feeling supported without necessarily movement behind it.
That's where having the right support around you really does make a gigantic difference. You want people cheering you on. Yes, we all want people cheering us on. But more importantly, you want someone who's going to inspire you to trust yourself, to take control of what you can control, to work on yourself to be the best decision maker you can be for your child. And too often, most of the advice is, here's what you should do. Do this therapy, take these supplements, do this diet. And then you also have people who are like, and don't get your expectations up. This is a lifelong thing. There's nothing you can do. You know, so this, even this conversation of Cass and I saying, no, there's so much you can do, pisses so many people off who feel like, how dare you say that? All we're saying is there is no question. There is a tremendous upside for progress for your child and for yourself, however you define it. And the only way you can stack the deck for you having really good odds of getting what you want starts with working on yourself.
You stepping into that power as the best version of yourself, where you get to be your own, ultimately your own cheerleader. And this is where getting empowered to really show up your best self, you then become confident. You then become empowered. You then know that you're making the best decisions because you are ultimately supporting the choices that you make because you're trusting yourself. And that's such the key here is that self-trust piece. And this is where understanding your blind spots, understanding the things that you can't see, understanding how this is an opportunity to kind of really rise up to help your child. That's what's going to help give you that confidence to make the best decisions for your child where, hey, what everyone's telling you what to do may be something that you ultimately choose. But instead of just blindly following someone's advice that probably isn't the best fit for your child, you are deciding.
It does come down to confidence, confidence and self-trust. And so when we talk about parent transformation and what that means, that's the end game, to be sincerely confident. Any parent shows up uniquely as who they are, just like your child is incredibly unique, and what's going to help them make progress, get unstuck, to have their needs met, whatever it may be that you're wanting for them. It's wildly different from person to person. It's the same thing with a parent. Every parent shows up with different ways of how they're operating that are creating friction, that are creating stress and anxiety. Now, every parent, it's going to be wildly different.
And it's like an anchor. So if you think it like thinking about a boat, it's like an anchor. So you almost have like an invisible rope that's kind of keeping you stuck, and your heart wants you to move forward. Your brain wants you to move forward. And then you're like, why am I, you know, kind of still here? And that's where the ability to kind of untie that anchor. And so it doesn't hold you back, because when you're being held back, your child is being held back.
Because every parent's so uniquely different, and they have their own unique anchor, there are some definite consistent themes, but every parent has very unique ways that they're holding themselves back. And I know it doesn't sound so exciting, holding yourself back, but the reality is we all do. And I know I did, for sure.
Right. And that is why we created the coaching program that we did, because we've learned so much. And now it's actually like 14 and a half years, our journey. But like, it's crazy. But there's so much you as the parent can do. And this is truly about you being that best version of yourself to support your child. But the other thing that Len and I are is we're pretty instant gratification people. So what took us over a decade, we like to help parents, and we help parents fast. We also love to have metrics behind what we do. So we have a proprietary assessment when we start working one-on-one with parents that we have them complete to kind of understand where they are, maybe where are they kind of stuck, what those anchors are. But we also have you track your child's ATEC score. So this is the Autism Treatment Evaluation Checklist that any parent can do. And while our support is 100% focused on the parent, it's really important to also track the child, because what we have seen and what we have witnessed is the more that the parent gets support, even if what we're doing is 100% parent-centric, the child benefits. And so this family that we are supporting, and we also love supporting parents who do this work together, because when you can get aligned as both parents, like, game changing, right? When you're on the same page, you have a shared vision. So we just got a midpoint ATEC score for this family, and the daughter's drop, and Len, you can correct me if I'm wrong, in a matter of weeks, dropped 54%.
Yeah. So an ATEC, for those who aren't familiar, but it's a parent self-assessment. You get a quantified score. The larger, the higher the score, the more on the spectrum a person is. So with this family, yes, their daughter's score dropped 57%, and that was just in 6 or 7 weeks. So these scores aren't supposed to change much. If you believe that autism's fixed, then it doesn't really change at all. But what we're seeing time and time again are the child's scores are plummeting as the parent works on themselves. The coaching we do, we don't work with a child, and we try really not to even get into, hey, do this with your child, do that. Because you know something, there's a lot of people that you're going to run into who are going to love to tell you what to do. And I'm sure a lot of people think that's what Cass and I do for a living, but we're much more about how you're navigating.
But with personalized support, we as, you know, coaches get to meet the parents where they are. And every single family is different. And this is where that idea of personalized support is so key, because your child's different than someone else's child, and you are different than someone. Like, and this is where meeting you where you are, understanding this with this proprietary assessment, understanding where your child is with the ATEC score, right? That is a parent assessment. And so this is the power of tracking these metrics to see what happens when parents actually get supported to cut all those anchors, to really step into that power, can change lives and change lives fast. And so this is where I'm saying, like, that instant gratification piece, holy crap, like, the parents now are, like, they're seeing a different child with them, and they're the ones that are working on themselves. But when they show up differently, their daughter shows up differently.
Yeah. And that assessment of the parent, again, it took us a long time to develop it. It's over 100 data points that we measure, and parent gets a score from 1 to 100. So knowing where your starting point is and knowing what areas have the biggest area of opportunity for you to improve, that is the key. And that's why the personalization is so important, because there are some consistent themes. A lot of us parents do a lot of the same things that serve us, and a lot of things that don't serve us. Some parents really are stuck, you know, right out of the gate with mindsets that just cut off all future options, you know, and that's going back to what we were talking about before with the kind of a victim mentality, feeling like, oh, this is so horrible that this has happened. And that's such a natural expected response. Everyone, I'm sure, feels that to some degree initially. The issue could be staying there. If you stay there, not that it's good or bad, and I'm not judging anyone who decides to stay there. It's just it doesn't help you find answers for your child. And the problem with that kind of mindset is that the rest of the world reinforces that type of mindset. So to choose a growth mindset, something that says more is truly possible and really believing it. I know I didn't feel that way initially. Cass probably did. But we know for any parent, the bigger they can have a mindset that works for them, the better.
It took me a couple weeks to get there. But when I sat back and really thought about it, here is a report that is predicting what my 18-month-old child was going to be and his potential. That's bullshit. No one gets to limit anyone, and everyone is unique and everyone has gifts. And this is where supporting your child, supporting yourself to unlock your potential, because you can truly do anything. My son and I were talking today, and, you know, he's like, Mom, do you like the word impossible? And I was like, no, I hate it, but I use punctuation and I change it. And the whole idea of I'm possible. And so this is where that I'm possible to stand into my power to support my child. I am possible to really stand up to help myself realize how I'm showing up. All of this so matters. And this is why Len and I are so passionate about this, because what we have witnessed as we've been supporting other families, we're watching lives change. And this is where there is so much that you can do, even when others tell you you can't.
And we've been coaching parents in this way with this program for about 3 years now. The average increase in the parent score is 34%, which is a massive increase. And the average drop in the ATEC for the child, again, we're not working with the child, is 31%. So this is massive progress for the parent and the child at the same time with the parent doing this work. So it's incredible what we're witnessing. And it's, again, not that we're doing this. We're just unlocking that parent's innate ability to find better answers for their child. Going back to the ways parents keep themselves stuck, mindset's one.
You've got to look at all elements, right? So having a holistic view at elements. So Len talked about mindset, also the environment and curating. It's basically everything that we talk about on our different episodes. This is what we help parents truly take fresh eyes to and look at the way that they interact with all of this to truly step into that power. But it's that ability to kind of stop, look, digest, and decide, what is that next best step I'm going to do now that I have a new realization about where I am and where I want to go?
Many parents, and again, we're in this category, especially after diagnosis, they're doing way too many things. They're probably only doing what's expected as opposed to maybe what's really right for their child.
And they're also often putting all of their eggs in one basket. So like, okay, I hired this doctor. They're going to see me through. I'm going to get everything done. I won't have a problem in a couple of months. Bullshit. Okay. So for the there are amazing practitioners out there. So please don't get me wrong. But odds are it's going to be more than just one visit, just one doctor. You're going to have to make choices that are going to be a little bit broader than that.
Yeah. So in terms of taking actions, who you're working with, there's a lot of ways that just don't help and ways that you can do it right to get to the few actions that are the best fit for your child at this time. And whatever you're doing, at least make sure some of it, some effort is addressing what you believe to be the root cause. And we've done plenty of episodes on that topic. The opportunity is for the parent to transform, parent transformation.
That really is what equals faster results.
It equals faster results. And I'm not going to lie, it's hard to step in and to do this self-reflection, especially if you feel like time is running out and all your effort needs to be focused on your child. So this work isn't necessarily easy, but it is simple. And it may feel a little bit hard because it's cutting against what most people are doing or maybe new for you. But to whatever extent it's hard, this is the fast way. This is the way that you're going to get what you want for yourself and your child. You're going to get it faster if you do this work now. Because if you don't, and you just do the comfortable actions, you follow the herd, you follow what people say to do, you do what's expected, and all that again is designed just to manage symptoms, has nothing to do with permanent positive change, then you'll likely deal with the consequences down the road. And then it gets really hard to care for and support a child or an adult in so many ways that they may be needing. The costs of taking the easy way out now are massive. Down the road, the mental, physical, and financial costs are huge. So the opportunity now is to do what you can to right your own ship, to step into that stronger version of yourself now, and then watch how much that positively impacts everything for you and your child.
Right. Because I think, you know, one thing that you said is something about like doing the expected. Doing the expected is not going to show you the extraordinary. Watching these lives change because we've worked with brave parents who are willing to hold up that mirror and look at, truly look at themselves and see like, okay, what do I need to do to show up differently? What do I need to kind of work on? What am I not seeing? Oh, you know, and you meet some families who it's like, I could never change the food, you know, my child eats. And it's like, okay, well, you get to make that choice what that is. I'm just going to help share that information that maybe encourages you to do that. That ability to kind of see that extraordinary piece of it, you need to kind of show up differently to discover that. Autism is really that opportunity to stop with the compliance and really step into the path that you're more being called for.
Doing what's expected will likely keep you stuck. You may choose to do something that is a standard therapy or, but again, it's about your ownership. You don't do it because it's expected. You do it because you feel it's right. And what Cass and I have found is so many parents don't trust themselves to choose what's right for their child, and they'd rather have somebody else do it for them.
Or choose something that's more convenient.
Right. And again, that's human nature. I'm that way too. If I can choose the easier path, I will. But in this case, for your child, with awareness, with clarity, you will be able to make better choices. And that very well may entail a less traveled road. You may get some eyebrows raised from other people about what kind of crazy diet are you doing or questioning your parenting. Our whole point is you rising into that person, that parent that you are fully capable of being is the opportunity. And it's impossible to do on your own in isolation. With the right support, you can make this leap. This journey to support a child with autism is going to be hard at times. It doesn't have to always be hard. But what we found is if you do hard things early on and operate in a way that really serves your child, doing that hard work now makes it much easier down the road. And if you just do what's comfortable, as I mentioned before, it gets much, much harder. Just like exercise, nobody wants to do it. But if you take the easy road now and don't strengthen your body, care for your body, you're in for serious health issues down the road. Same thing with food. If you just eat convenient, processed, toxic food that's engineered to taste good and make you addicted, then you know where that leads. That leads to a lifetime of medications, obesity, diabetes, heart issues. There's consequences. For your child, do this now. Work on yourself now. Dare to do what's right, even if people judge the hell out of you and even if you stand out. Do it now. Transform now. The sooner you do it, the faster you'll reap the rewards. It's so much easier to make a lot of progress in a short amount of time than it is to make progress little by little over a long period of time. Easier to go fast, but it requires focus and accountability and a step-by-step process. And that's what we've created. And after more than 10 years of continual refinements, we created the All in Parent Intensive.
And this is the program that we wish we had after our son's diagnosis. This can change lives and can change lives fast.
Yeah, it's for parents who raise their hand and are ready to transform now, you know, once and for all. We've made it as easy as possible to do this work. And it literally can be done in a few hours a week with the right support. The parents who take this program and have huge success, they don't just want to be the best parent they can be. They commit to doing what's required to be the best parent they can be.
You don't need us or anyone else telling you what to do. This is truly about you tapping your inner knowing, because you know your child better than anyone, but you need to be confident in those decisions that you make and understanding that why behind you're making these decisions. I always say that, you know, I've become the parent I used to make fun of, but I am so damn proud that I have done my work to be that parent, because as I watch my children thrive, that's what this has been all about. Like, they ultimately were my teachers, but I had to get competent to truly help support them.
Yeah, and tapping your inner knowing, most people, myself included, just don't know how to do that. Some it comes naturally, but most it doesn't. So that's the big opportunity here. The exciting news is that you truly can step into your true power.
If you are one of those parents who are ready for personalized support, go to allinparent.com/intensive.
It's not for everyone, but it's for parents who refuse to stay stuck and want to transform fast, because you truly can step into your true power. And when you do, your child has just received the greatest gift you could possibly give them. So allow your strongest, most loving, most capable version of yourself to emerge.
You can do it. And with personalized support, you can transform in weeks. Want to discover your top autism parenting blind spot? Take our free quiz today. Go to allinparent.com/go.